101.77 HOFM, Mick and Anna 100% Hobart, and it is travel time, talking to Adam Ford about Alice Springs. This is must be a really interesting place to visit, Adam. Tell us all about it.
Guys, it's an absolutely fantastic travel destination. It's one that I think really every Aussie should have the opportunity to see because it's so different to the rest of the country. The Red Centre is just extraordinary. There are lots of great experiences that you just won't find anywhere else. Great for families, so there's a whole lot going for it.
So is there a good time of year to travel?
I think spring and autumn are probably the best times to travel to Alice Springs. You've got temperatures in the daytime of around sort of mid to high 20s. It does get a bit cool overnight, so pack something warm if you're going to do some of those nighttime activities like stargazing, which is fantastic, or heading out in the morning on a hot air balloon ride. We'll talk about that in a sec. If you're going to travel during the summer, it is a hot, dry climate, so a good hat and a bit of shade, and it's just as enjoyable at that time of the year as well.
What's accommodation like over there, Adam?
Yeah, look, mate, accommodation's great. You know, your biggest challenge is really, as with most of these destinations in, you know, remote Australia, is your flights. That's the most expensive component, so book well in advance. But accommodation, great, mid-priced. You know, around $150 to $180 a night for something pretty reasonable, which I think is pretty good. There's some good apartment-style accommodation. Have a look at Lassiter's Hotel and Casino. That's a bit of fun. You might remember it from the movie The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yep.
That's a good one to have a look at, but there's lots of others as well.
And what about things to do? Because, I mean, when I think of Alice Springs, I think of Uluru, but that's kind of about it. What else is there to do?
Well, a lot of people are a bit disappointed to find out that Uluru is not right on Alice's doorstep. It's actually a 4.5-hour drive. Big day trip if you want to do it in a day, but I recommend you go out there and spend a couple of nights out there as well. But around Alice Springs, things to do include, as I mentioned, outback ballooning, absolutely phenomenal. Head out at dawn for a hot air balloon ride to watch the sun rise above the McDonald Ranges. The sun just sets off that red earth. It's just an amazing experience. Also have a look at the Todmore markets. Now, it's not like Hobart where you've got your Salamanca markets every week. This only happens once or twice a month, but it's great fun. Check the website, lots of eclectic stalls to explore there. And something that families will absolutely love is the Alice Springs Desert Park. You can learn a little bit more about desert ecology. They've got something there called the Nocturnal House, which has a lot of our nocturnal animals on the go. So it's just a good fun thing that the kids will really enjoy.
Sounds like a place to visit. It's on my list. What about if I wanted to head to Alice Springs and just kind of kick back and relax?
Yeah, look, lots of relaxing stuff to do. It's not a destination when you arrive, you sort of go, wow, this looks amazing. It's kind of pretty low-key, but once you start sort of digging a bit deeper and chatting to the locals, you'll find it's amazing. And what you'll hear over and over again is stories of how locals, in inverted commas, came to Alice Springs on holiday and never left. So just be careful.
Well, righto. Well, Adam, thank you so much. And if anyone wants any more info about Alice Springs, where can we find it?
Yeah, guys, just jump on the website. There's an Alice Springs city guide there with lots of recommendations, thebigbus.com.au. If you have travelled to Alice Springs or you want some suggestions, get in touch with me. I'm more than happy to help you out.
Thank you, Adam. We love your travel tips. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Happy travel.